98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Matthew Smith of the band Hodera. They're playing this Saturday, the 9th, at the Park Theater in Hudson. Their latest album, Dear Friend, came out last year. It's available now. Matthew, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me so much.
Yeah. Have you been to the Park Theater before?
No, I have not, but I've heard good things.
Yeah. And you guys are semi-local, right? Where you started in Jersey, is that correct?
Yeah, most of us are in North Jersey, so not too far, maybe like an hour and change.
Yeah, I feel like I consider North Jersey to be local.
Yeah, I get that. I'm going to be honest, though. I don't know if it's the opposite way around, just because, like, I don't know. I don't drive up north into, like, upstate New York quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like it's not local for me. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but I guess it is kind of local.
There's something about like the New York and New Jersey music scene that I feel like is very united.
Yeah, very, very true. I hear that.
Yeah. So how's your year been? Have you been touring a bunch?
No, not really. I mean, Hodera's been around for about a decade, a little over a decade now. And we kind of just do it for fun. I'm in grad school right now, and I also run a music venue. So Hodera's kind of been just like for fun. Really, this is the most, I guess, quote-unquote tour. I do that because it's only a few days of a tour that we're really doing all year.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I mean, you have quite a following. Like, people really love your music, so it must be exciting when you do get together for your fans.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's nice that we still have that little bit of, following so that we can kind of jump on the road, play a few shows, and then all of us kind of go back to our regular lives for a little bit. So, yeah, we used to do something like 100, 150 shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we do about maybe 20.
Yeah. Is it a little bit more fun now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were dogging it on the road for a long time, just trying to, get our name out there. And now it's just we just do it for fun, you know. It's cool. We got a new record we're working on, and, we'll probably do some dates around that next year. So, it's definitely more fun when it's more rare.
Yeah, for sure. What are you studying in grad school?
I am 6 months away from getting my master's in social work. And then I got to sit for my license to become a therapist. So pretty close.
Awesome.
Pretty close to the end.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense. I mean, from what I know of your music, it's very, I feel like, very emotionally intelligent music.
Oh, wow. I've never heard it put that way. More people say traumatic, but that works.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel related, your songwriting and, kind of the passion for social work and kind of helping people?
Yeah, I mean, I've had my fair share of mental health issues, and been in and out of, like, rehabs and stuff, mostly over a decade ago now, but, that definitely influenced my writing. That's what I enjoyed writing about. Never really planned on getting into helping people, but it just kind of sort of happened. That definitely was, the catalyst was my own sort of mental health issues that got me into it for sure. Yeah. So, I guess you could say it is all tied together. It just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't like a plan.
Yeah. I mean, that's life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the upcoming degree and the upcoming album.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about the next album. Are you, how far into the process are you?
I mean, it's done. It's just like, it's the whole process of putting out an album. It just takes so long. So it's done. It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. It's called Old Wounds. And it's probably, I think, coming out the summer of 2025. It's pretty sweet. We got to work on it with a few, like, pretty cool artists. Some of my favorites, we got to... the singer Nathan of this band Microwave,
mm-hmm.
got to do some screaming on a track. I got to do a couple songs with Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows.
Oh, cool.
Nels Klein from Wilco is on one song. So, it was cool. We got to play with a bunch of pretty cool artists on it, so I'm excited about it. It's a lot of songs that I wrote years ago that just never came out. Some new songs that are just about some things from my past. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. And is it still the same core group of musicians in your band?
Well, it depends from which time period you're talking about. I mean, Hodera's just been my project, and sometimes I have a core group of musicians, and sometimes I don't. But yeah, the same core group of musicians that I did my last record with, that have been with me for the past few years now, they're all on this record as well, yeah.
Awesome. And will they be joining you on Saturday in Hudson?
Yeah, I'm going to have the full band there in Hudson. I'm very looking forward to it. The theater sounds really cool. The other acts sound really cool. So all in all, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that's Hodera this Saturday at the Park Theater in Hudson. And yeah, I mean, it's really cool to know that like this is sort of a rare occurrence to have you guys on the road and, you know, playing such a cool, intimate venue. So if you are a fan of the music, take the chance, go and catch them in Hudson this weekend.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing everyone there, hopefully.